Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the lawyer for members of a suburban family now filing a wrongful death lawsuit against a meatpacking plant in North Aurora. It's over a death related to coronavirus. WBBM's Jim Goodis is live on the Newsline with more.
Lisa, Bridget Dignan is the attorney representing the family of 67-year-old Esperanza Ugalde, who died May 2nd, just 4 days after her husband Ricardo contracted the virus. Dignan claims the husband caught the virus while working as a butcher at Aurora Packing Company in North Aurora and accuses the company of failing to protect workers from the virus.
There was never any social distancing implemented. They didn't slow down the processing line. They didn't provide the workers with PPE, not even masks, gloves, things like that.
Dignan claims Mrs. Ugalde never left her home at the time she contracted the virus, so she could have only caught it from her husband. A representative for Aurora Packing Company said he was unaware of the lawsuit and told the Patch that he couldn't comment on pending litigation. A message on the company's website says it takes pride in the various safety programs in place designed to protect employees. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.